Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. With tomorrow's news tonight, I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. We broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as all those helping in the coronavirus effort all across the country. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs across the country and around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, click on the like button, like the page, and then get yourself in the chat room and start conversing with us, just like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. All right. Over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge number two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and estimate and put exclamations around the words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, during the news break, we were watching television, the live footage coming out of Minneapolis, and we were watching the people in a building throwing desks and tables and things out through the window, busting the big windows up on the second floor of a building and even the third floor of a building, setting fire to everything that was on the outside that would burn. And the police are down the end of the street watching what's going on right now. They're probably a good, I don't know, 1,000 feet away while these people have set up a barrier in the street that's on fire, and they just set another building on fire.
Yes, exactly, Captain. We saw them busting out windows. On the windows themselves looked like a sign that said Griner Construction, and so we don't know if that's the business office or if that is a building that's under construction.
And now, these are not protesters. These are arsonists, and these are looters, and these are criminals and thugs, and they need to be arrested, and they need to be thrown in jail and not let out until they do some hard time because of what they're doing. They're destroying people's businesses, people's property. They don't even give a rat's ass about the people that live in the area that they're doing this from, and many of them, I might add, don't even live in the areas that they're torching.
Well, that's right, especially when we found out from some of these other events that have happened in recent years, when they're able to go back and figure out who they arrested, and they did find out that people were not part of the community in many respects. So this is, again, organized. You could call it organized crime if you want to, because this is exactly what they do. They're able to coordinate and have these kinds of things continue to burn. Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I believe this governor, and I believe his general in charge of the National Guard, and I believe this mayor of Minneapolis, I believe they're all totally out outgunned and overfoxed by the people that have taken control of the city, the criminals and the thugs that have taken control of the city. And we just found out during the break also that there's a news report that says what?
We know this, Captain. This is from the AP. They are reporting that the president is putting U.S. military police units on the alert, ready to deploy to Minneapolis. Soldiers, we understand, from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and Fort Drum in New York have been ordered.
That's the 10th Mountain Ranges and the 82nd Airborne.
Yes, and soldiers in Fort Carson in Colorado, Fort Riley in Kansas, have also been told to be ready within 24 hours. And we understand this is coming from the Pentagon, I said the president, moments ago, but this story does reference specifically the Pentagon, but I'm sure that this would have to come down the pike from the commander-in-chief, Captain.
Now, we need, and this can be done, this can be done. He can send the military police in, and they can back up the police that are there. They can't do the actual frontline arrests and this, that, and the other, but they can back up the police that were there to restore order there, and this is a great idea, in my humble opinion.
Well, that's right. And, of course, Captain, there will be those who would decry the use, the so-called use of U.S. military on U.S.
No,
soil.
No, it's been done before. Back in the 60s, and again, what did I tell you? Where did I tell you I was at with my unit? Where did we go before we went to Vietnam? We went to Detroit.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so don't tell me it can't be done. It can be done, and we went there as a backup. And, by the way, we rode the fire engines because the firefighters were being shot at.
Yes, exactly.
From the rooftops of buildings at that time back then. Now, we did have some firefighters get shot at, was it Dallas? One of the cities yesterday, firefighters got shot at, and which is, you know, when you start shooting at my brothers and sisters on those fire trucks, you've declared war. You have no idea what you've just done.
No kidding. But again, the president and the U.S. government would be within their rights.
That's right.
And it doesn't violate the Posse Comitatus Act.
Nope, yeah. Because they would be going there as a backup, and that's what they did when they put them down on the border. Remember, put the MPs on the border down there?
That's right.
Same scenario. They were there to back up the Border Patrol and, you know, take, people that were arrested. They watched them. They took the place of the guards or whatnot and the detention centers and all that, which is exactly perhaps what they'll be doing here. But again, here's this governor again. Well, no, I can't play because we're going to break. When I come back, I'm going to play this governor and something that he said, because this guy doesn't have a clue either. The governor, the mayor, and that National Guard general, they're sitting there like they're in a fog. I mean, good God, do something. Do something. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Now, that's one time I'll agree with Joe Biden.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're just watching what's going on here in Minneapolis and other cities, and it's not pretty. That's all I can say, not pretty. Now, I want you to, grandmas, grandpas, moms, and dads, there's a website called funwellbaby.com, funwellbaby.com, and they have all kinds of stuff there for the little ones on up to age 8 years. And you can go over there, take a look at it, and if you see something you like, you can take advantage of the product code that'll save you 50%, called MATT50. That's Matt, M-A-T-T, 50. At funwellbaby.com. So that'll save you some money on all the different products they have over there. And they got a lot of neat stuff if you got a little one trouncing around there, grandma, grandpa, or mom or dad. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Well, again, going back to what's going on here, this governor is really too much in Minnesota. And I hope the mayor doesn't get up again because he's just annoying. The governor's talking about, well, it's okay to be mad, it's okay to be upset, it's okay to exercise your this, that, and the other, but setting fires and things, that's not right. Well, why would he even say something like that when that's partially inciting the people to begin with? It's okay to be mad, it's okay to be angry, it's okay to get out there and protest. And by the way, I'm watching them loot another store here. They just busted another bunch of windows out and they're looting a store.
Yeah, and they're doing so with almost total impunity.
That's because there's no cops around.
That's right. That's right. And again, this is the philosophy, evidently, of the mayor and perhaps of the governor.
What did we just hear the mayor tell us and the governor tell us? Well, we have our police out and they're on the streets and the fire department. We're taking care of the fires as quickly as possible. No, they're not.
They're not. And in matter of fact, we're seeing an environmental disaster going on here with all these things simply burning out of control. for so long. And then also we're seeing not only a real problem because of the pandemic, but for some reason they have been, told, you know, we're not going to enforce the law. They think it's going to quote unquote burn itself out, I think, but that's not, that couldn't be right.
No, not at all. They're going to continue to do this as long as they get away with it. And by the way, if we do have the military police, the regular army, standing by, all the president's got to do is push the button and boom, they're on their way. And this, because again, he can take control. This is part of the job of the president of the United States, because it's obvious the governor and the mayor are not able to do their job. And this general, this Minnesota National Guard general, you veterans that are up there in Minnesota, you ground pounders that are up there, you could do a better job than this guy, because he's being politically correct. I heard what he was saying. He was giving political correct answers to something that you get out there and you bust a few kneecaps and you smack a few people over the head and you get them the hell out of the streets.
Well, what I'm worried about too, Captain, is the other crimes that are likely going on.
Notice I didn't say shoot.
Right, right, exactly. But again, there are other crimes, I'm sure, that are going on, crimes of violence, perhaps crimes against women, in this whole melee that, that obviously this is why order needs to be restored.
And all that booze they were carrying off a little while ago, when you saw them carrying the booze and going off, well, they went out, they got themselves all stoked up, drunked up and whatnot, and now here they are, they're back at this time of the morning burning the town down.
And you know what else, Captain? They think that they've given some big punch to capitalism or the system or whatever it is that they want to call it. But in the reality is, when the smoke clears, a lot of people in this area in throughout Minneapolis are not going to have jobs to go back to.
Well, there you go. That's it. You just hit the nail on the head. They're not. And the reason that they don't care about that is why.
Well, I mean, they think that they're...
No, I got to stop you because I know what it is. Many of the people that are doing this don't even live in the area.
Well, that's really true as well. Of course, there's major agitators, but then you also have people that have glommed on to this notion or to this worldview, and it's a lie. So many of these people, Captain, have been lied to. I'm talking black and white. I think they've been lied to that somehow the system is against them and America's not good.
Well, that's what they were hollering. That's what they were hollering. Said, we don't trust them and they don't this and I don't know that. And by the way, then I don't know what the guy's name was, but there was a Fox reporter in front of the White House, and he actually allowed this black guy to come out and say a few things, and you know, it's why he was protesting, because he was just waiting for his chance. And he came up, and at the very end, he goes, well, this president wants to kill our people. He wants to kill our people. He wants to shoot our people. That's not what he said. And by the way, let me explain to the people that don't understand. We had a bunch of things down here in Florida called hurricanes, and we heard Hurricane Andrew, and there was a lot of looting going on. And the governor at the time told and issued the order, along with the agreement of the mayors of not only Miami, but also down south in Marathon, the order was issued to shoot to kill any looters, period, in the state of Florida, for a hurricane.
Right.
And it was done several times after that when the looters would get out on the street. They said, by the way, the orders to the police and the National Guard are on the street is there to shoot to kill anybody that's looting anybody, stores.
Exactly.
And that was during a hurricane.
Exactly. You know, ever since I was a little kid, I understood the concept that looters can be shot. Because I lived in an area, too, where we could get hurricanes and stuff. And any natural disaster, you can't go do that.
Yep. So, you know, to have somebody go out there and just bust a few kneecaps and smack them over the head, it's a different time. Joe Bag of Donuts, I love this guy. It's time for drones to drop gas and time for a massive force of rubber bullets. Well, he's talking about the gas. And by the way, and thanks, Joe, for your comment. By the way, there's another thing here. Did you see them set the gas station on fire?
Yes, the Shell station.
And they were taking pictures and looking smart out in front, and all of a sudden the gas station started to blow up one gas pump at a time.
Well,
and they went running in all different directions.
Well, I seem to recall the Fox reporter on the ground there at that time saying, you know, the people who were trying to set fire to this gas station.
He got out of the way.
Yeah, and he said, they don't know too much. And he was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me talk about Hillary Clinton for a second, because this will add a little humor to a bad night in Minneapolis and around the country. Hillary Clinton said the Trump tweet calling for violence against the American citizens was horrible. What did I just tell you about the back years ago in Florida with the looting situation, what our governor did? By the way, the governor who ordered that was Jeb Bush.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you could just as easily turn the headline around on that, Captain. Hillary Clinton wants uncontrolled violence and mayhem, you know, or something like that. Because otherwise, look, you know, when the police roll up on any situation throughout the country, whatever it might be, and they're there to stop a robbery, they're there to stop violence, whatever it might be, the ultimate thing that gives them their authority, the ultimate recourse, is they have a gun. And they may have to use that at some point in order to protect the public. And so, unfortunately, what Hillary Clinton is trying to do is trying to make it look like President Trump wants to mow down people. No, Hillary, this isn't, you know, Nazi Germany, and it's not Rome.
What do you suppose she would be doing?
Well, you know, she'd be out there maybe trying to score points because evidently maybe she thinks that's her constituency.
She'd do the Rodney Brown thing. Can't we all just get along? We need to talk to them. We need to go out and sing Kumbaya. No, we don't. These are criminals. These are thugs that are doing this. And these other jackasses that are out in the street with their little phones taking pictures of it and making them look like they're big guys. There was a guy in front of a building that was on fire, and he got up on top of I don't know what, and he was looking like, you know, Man Mountain Dean and having pictures, take pictures of them and all that stuff. The guy's a moron to do something like that.
Well, sure. Exactly. And also, Captain, there are other stories involved in this, namely black-owned businesses that have been burned out and looted, and those people were trying to make their way in the world and make a living, and it just, it's horrible that now their dreams are being literally up in smoke because you have thugs who want to go out and do this kind of thing. It's a crime against every single person in our country who wants to live a normal life. It's terrible.
And again, the people that just barely got back to work, the businesses that just barely got back open, the ones that are being burned, will not come back again. They will leave, and they will go somewhere else. And we'd like to welcome the people that want to start a new life over again to come down here to Florida. Just for God's sakes, don't bring your damn liberal voting habits with you, or we'll send you right back where you came from.
Right. Well, again, see, that's the thing. Decent people, no matter your skin color, your ethnicity, whatever, decent people
yep.
want to be able to live in peace.
Yep. All right, tell everybody how to do your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning. I'll guarantee you they'll still be doing some burning somewhere. You want to bet?
I'll bet, yeah.
See you soon. All right, see you Monday. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. When we come back from this break, we're going to have our first military and veterans news report before we get into the next Truckers Highway and Byway report. And then Denise Simon will be around. And we're going to have quite a conversation with Denise about all this because her son is in Atlanta. Be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Due to issues over China's lack of transparency, President Donald Trump said he's terminating the U.S. relationship with the World Health Organization officially, making good on his threat to withdraw from the U.N. health agency he's blamed for mishandling the coronavirus pandemic.
China has total control over the World Health Organization, despite only paying $40 million per year, compared to what the United States has been paying, $450 million a year. Because they have failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms, we will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs.
The president last month temporarily froze U.S. funding to the WHO, contending the organization botched the international response to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It's time for the weekend edition Military and Veteran News Report, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their 2 locations to serve you and help you to become an aviation maintenance tech, a very high-paying, in-demand job. And they're going to tell you more about what they do right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to better serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, I'm in Tampa, which is on the east side of the bay, and they're in Clearwater, which is on the west side of the bay. But what you need to do to find out more about becoming an aviation maintenance tech is to go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu,
And while you're there, take a look at all the different things they have to offer. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Ask to take the tour. Believe me, it's worth the time, it's worth the trouble, it's worth the effort, because you're going to find out what it's like to become an aviation maintenance tech and make all that serious money down the line, because you are going to find out that $60,000 a year to start on a 40-hour-a-week work week is not too shabby under anybody's imagination. So there you go. Now, again, that's NAA.edu. And it's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Well, the president, as you heard, there's an AP report that he has placed MP units out of Fort Bragg and out of Fort, let's see. Oh, the Mountain Rangers, that's right, up there in Fort Drum, up in New York, on standby, because they may be, in fact, going towards Minnesota to enforce the peace, because obviously we have a situation where we either don't have a capable mayor that's in charge, or we don't have a capable governor that's in charge, or we have a two-star general who's in charge of the Minnesota National Guard telling us that, well, it takes a while to muster your people because they're scattered all over the place, and you can't just get them together and do this and do that. Yeah, okay, sure, right. Had they put them on standby the first night of all of this, they would have been ready to go the second night, but they didn't do that. Nobody did that. Nobody did that. Big freaking mistake. Didn't have the experience or the knowledge or the wherewithal to know how to do that. Wow. Unbelievable. Now, also, President Trump announced that he will extend National Guard orders authorizing domestic coronavirus response missions through mid-August after the controversy surrounding the problematic end date next month for their work, because he wants to make sure that they're able to get their proper military benefits and they'll be around long enough to do that. Now, does that mean we're going to extend the national state of emergency? Maybe. Maybe. We'll know soon. And also, the Pentagon has spent less than a quarter of the $10.6 billion that Congress gave it in March to protect military personnel and marshal American industry to procure face masks, ventilators, and other products hospitals need in their fight against the coronavirus. Does that mean that that was overestimated too? Probably. And as the U.S. Congress hardens against Beijing, two key lawmakers publicly added their support for a new military fund to boost deterrence against China in the Pacific, virtually assuring a Pacific deterrence initiative of some kind will be in the next defense bill, namely Congressman Reid and Senator James Inhofe. So there you go. Also, the Defense Department held off on announcing locations where COVID-19 stop movement restrictions had been lifted and travel can resume without a waiver or exception. So we don't know where that is yet, and they're not telling us. And Veterans Affairs leaders declared that their coronavirus response in recent months has been a great success, with active case numbers falling and department hospitals beginning to resume normal operations. And I can tell you that I know that that's happening because the local hospital here, Bay Pines, is pretty much back to normal. Okay, now the U.S. once again challenged Chinese claims in the South China Sea, sailing the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer USS Mustin near the Paracel Islands. Also, a five-member Taliban team was in Kabul to follow up on this week's prisoner release by the Afghan government that saw hundreds of insurgents freed. It was the single largest release since the U.S. Taliban deal earlier this year, spelling an exchange of detainees between warring sides. Now, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps unveiled scores of new and upgraded defense speedboats with a warning to the U.S. that it won't shy away from challenging American naval power in the Persian Gulf. To that I say good luck, because we showed them this past week our laser system and what that would do to an object. Absolutely destroyed it. So they got a chance to see that, and that was a laser weapon. Also, the U.S. Air Force fighter jets and aerial tankers from across Europe converged over the North Sea for a quickly arranged exercise that simulated a large-scale attack by enemy forces. It was a North Sea mock showdown. And a pair of U.S. B-1B Lancer bombers flew alongside 16 Japanese fighter jets during a mission this week over the Sea of Japan, according to the U.S. Air Force. Pretty interesting, huh, when you're able to do that. By the way, the Pentagon is giving strong consideration to hazardous duty pay for the more than 55,000 military troops in the National Guard, Reserve, and active duty troops called up or deployed in a battle against COVID-19. They would get hazardous duty pay as long as they were doing that job. So isn't that a great deal, too? Now, a National Guard soldier who also served as a police officer in Grand Forks, North Dakota, was killed in a shootout this week that also took the life of a woman, injured another law enforcement officer, and wounded the suspect who authorities say initiated the exchange to begin with. Wow. What a shame. And the U.S. Army is set to take delivery of two Israeli-designed Iron Dome indirect fire protection systems to satisfy a congressional mandate, but the technology will have to prove itself to remain in the service's arsenal, according to the top Army modernization commander in charge. Don't know what that's going to do or how it's going to mean anything, but we'll see. Now, the Army is also investigating allegations right now that some service members recently attended parties on two Oahu beaches in violation of the statewide ban on such gatherings due to the coronavirus. Isn't that awful? They went to a party that they weren't supposed to have because of the coronavirus, and now they're going to be in trouble. Huh. Okay. But things are getting better. Not worse. Things are getting better. Thank God for that, right? Now, don't forget that the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, this is the show that started it all some 20 years ago. And we were on to begin with an hour, then 2 hours, and now 3 hours a weekend. So we've grown over the years. Plus, we're also on Monday through Friday, 4 hours a night from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., so want to make sure you catch our show during the weeknight, too. By the way, in Atlanta, I'm still watching them arrest people that are out apparently on the street violating a curfew or something that's going on there, but they've got a paddy wagon there, and then they're taking them away. Okay, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report and Denise Simon right after that.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, coming up right now. And here we go.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle and Rooster cruising along away with us. Nothing wrong with his radio. Okay, this portion of the program, the Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and flying J truck stop. Pull on in there and tell him the captain sent you. You wind up getting a great big nice hot cup of coffee this time of the morning. Alright, well, a cold front will bring the threat for scattered strong to severe thunderstorms from the middle Atlantic to the north, in England, New England area, rather, into Saturday. Some of the storms can produce damaging winds and locally heavy rainfall. In the meantime, dangerously hot and dry conditions will persist over the desert southwest this weekend, with critical fire conditions likely. Now, we've got some really warm, beyond warm temperatures in Arizona, from Phoenix all the way over to Tucson and the New Mexico border, 110, 115 degrees all through there. And then we got in the northern part of Arizona, Kingman, on up to the Utah line and over towards Nevada, we have a fire threat advisory that's gotten very dry, very tender up there as far as the brush goes. I mean, try not to have any outdoor campfires if you can. Western part of Utah, you've got the fire threat advisory there. Southern part of Utah, where you're coming off I-15, St. George, fire threat advisory there. Also over in Nevada, north of Las Vegas, Mesquite, and then over towards western Nevada, right there in the California line, on up towards Lake Tahoe, and across over to the east as well on I-80. And you got some winds up on top of Downer tonight over towards Reno, central mountains of Nevada as well. Got some rain in the northwestern corner, Redding and in particular, California, up towards Oregon, and then some rain in southern Oregon along I-5 and Medford for about 40, 50 miles. Then you got a little bit of rain up there, Wenatchee, Washington State, and in the central part, central and southern part of Montana tonight around Billings. And then the central and western part of Wyoming tonight, you've got some rain. Got some wind in the northwestern corner of Colorado and the eastern portion of Utah, all the way from the Wyoming line on down to the Arizona line. And then you've got a frost advisory tonight, frost warning, in the northeastern corner of South Dakota, all across the northern part of Minnesota. So be advised about that. And a little bit of rain up along the northern peninsula of Michigan and then over in upstate New York from about Oswego all the way to Watertown, right up along the lake there on US 11 and I-81. You got some windy conditions in New Hampshire tonight and up into Maine as well, and some wind across the central part of Kentucky. And by the way, a special shout out to everybody in Kentucky tonight. Appreciate you. And that's about the way the weather looks right now. Not too much to worry about. It's going to be a pretty easy weekend. And the space launch down here is going to be just fine. At least, let's put it this way. It's a 50% chance of getting it up off the ground today and a little better opportunity tomorrow. We do have some rain that'll be in the area today, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, 50% each time. So we'll see how that all works out. In the meantime, don't forget that the pilot and the Flying J nearest you brings you the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. And the great thing about that is they've got just some really good food, and you can get a shower there, do your laundry there, do your 10-hour break there. And there's usually a repair shop close by, tire shop close by, and a truck wash, too. Now, I want to say good morning to Lee in Tampa. Lee is telling us that he did summer active duty training with the Minnesota National Guard at Camp Ripley, Minnesota, at one time. He said they were a bunch of good old boys, but not very well trained at the time. Yeah, I know what you're saying there, Lee. I was not impressed at all when I saw this general and heard what he had to say. I mean, it sounded like as if this was his first rodeo in dealing with civil disobedience, if you will. But we'll have to see what happens. All right, let's go to the telephone line. And on the line right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, boy, America's burning.
Yes, it is.
We got a big mess going on right now this weekend, and I've been watching everything from Atlanta to Cincinnati to New York City and Brooklyn and Phoenix and Dallas and L.A. and Bakersfield and Oakland and Portland, Oregon, and, of course, Minneapolis. But you have a personal stake in what's going on in Atlanta. What might that be?
Well, my older son lives in Atlanta, very near downtown, but, you know, he was at home. And that's his territory, but he was a little on the nervous side. It was real heartbreaking to see the things that they were destroying. And one is that they broke into the NCAA College Hall of Fame, which is a remarkable.
Is that in the Phillips Plaza?
No.
Okay.
It's near there. It's about two blocks from there. It's a remarkable place, but the sad part about it is that, excuse me, they got inside and they literally started looting the place, which means that they were taking some, you know, prize helmets and jerseys and trophies and whatnot. Gosh, I hated to see that. The Omni Hotel downtown virtually has no windows left. That's over with. And they actually got a little bit further. They went up all the way to Buckhead, which is the ritzy part of Atlanta, about 5 miles north of downtown. They got into some of the stores at Lenox Square, the AT&T store and the Nike store. Right around, I think 11 o'clock or so, the mayor, after she, made, several appeals on TV, which, you know, the protesters weren't watching because they were out protesting, she was pretty angry. I didn't have a lot of regard for her, but her words were right. But she called up to Governor Kemp and wanted him to declare a state of emergency, which he did. And he immediately deployed, and they were there within like minutes, 500 National Guard.
Yeah, because they were on standby. See, they did it right there. Minnesota, they did not do that. They never put the National Guard on standby. And hold that thought, because here comes the music. And, oh, by the way, a couple of other things coming in right now. Protesters have broken into the Colorado Supreme Court building. The Phillips Shopping Mall in Atlanta, downtown Atlanta, has been broken into. And one police officer has been shot dead in downtown Detroit during protests there. Wow. Okay, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.